senior guard C.J. Yoder on getting the opportunity to play with his twin brother Caleb on the team, expanding his offensive game, and getting prepared for the state tournament.
C.J., just being a senior, going to finish up your career with a regional championship, going to the state, what's that mean to you?
Just to bring that back from sophomore year, especially now I get to play a lot more. It's just a special moment.
You along with your brother Caleb Yoder kind of both kind of interchangeable out there. Just talk about being on the same team with him and what you guys have been able to do just kind of help this team.
Me and him normally guarding some of the best players on the other team. You know, me and him be able to play inside the post and me outside and him outside as well. So being able to do that with him is just great.
You've kind of really expanded your game offensively this year. You mentioned being the inside-outside guy, hitting the three, but also posting up. Talk about the work went into being that more offensive-minded player this year.
Yeah, well, this summer, us with Coach Paul, we have workouts a lot during the summer, and that just, it helps a lot.
CJ, what's the mindset of the team now as you're going to be going on to compete for a state title?
Yeah, well, the mindset going into that is just tough. You just got to play our best basketball. We haven't played our best basketball this tournament. Just come out every game with a good start.
Presses on. Schrock's pass goes to Miller in the backcourt. Back to Ashton Schrock. Schrock picks it up. Finds Miller. He'll cross the timeline. Miller on the right wing. Cross-court pass out top. Ashton Schrock. Left corner pass goes under the three-pointer. Up in the air. Going to be knocked down by C.J. Yoder.
Okay, I got to give credit. Maybe Morgan taught C.J. how to shoot that three because somehow C.J. shoot the ball really well here lately. So maybe Morgan taught him. I don't know.
She must have.
And that's C.J. Yoder of the Highland Hawks. State bound for Dayton this week.